that long ball you caught, you made a great catch. Did you tweak some or you feel all right?
Nah, man, I was showboating.
Oh, okay. We all worried. I was like, that great catch. Nah. Don't tell me you got hurt.
I was just showboating. I had to make Keenan and Coach Crime Dog feel bad, so I had to come out for a play. I'm all right. No, in all seriousness, no, I'm fine. If anything, it's just like a little rolled ankle, I'll be fine in the morning, so I'm all right.
You seem to be playing with more confidence than you have throughout camp right now. I mean, you finally feel like you're 100%, or?
No. I don't feel 100, but I mean, I see progress being made. Every day I'm coming out, I'm getting better, and the knee is feeling better. I'm feeling things that I haven't felt in a year and a half, like as far as like quad muscles and stuff are firing up. So, I'm feeling the strides and seeing the strides that are being made, and that does, it's going to build naturally some confidence in there.
Given how tight this battle is for the last, maybe wide receiver spots, do you feel pretty good?
I had tweeted something out, I think, last night about being complacent. You never want to get complacent. I don't want to say I feel good, but I feel confident in myself and the things that I can do, and if they want me here, they'll keep me here. We have a great receiver room with guys like myself, Kenny Stills, Marcus, Chontavious Jones has been a guy that's been coming out, and he's been being great over the past, week. So, it just comes down to the coaches who they want to keep here. And if it was up to me, I'd keep all of us in the room, but we can't do that, and unfortunately, that's how it goes.
So, no sleepless nights heading into these cutdown days, or are you still nervous?
If I wasn't getting any sleep at night, I couldn't come out here and run around. So, I'm getting sleep. That's one thing that I am going to do. They tried to attack me.
But you went through a similar situation that Victor Butler did last year, I guess missing a whole year with a knee injury. Can you talk to y'all at all? I guess I don't really understand if you guys work around each other when you guys are trying to rehab. Did he at all support you as you?
We were when you're hurting, you're in the rehab room. Everybody's in there. We're all getting the same treatment from the same guys. So you naturally are going to gravitate towards people. During this past offseason, it was me, A.J. Jenkins, Jabari Greer, Victor Butler. We were all guys that were in there. We were all working together. So, and Patrick Robinson, too. You help each other out. You see one guy, making strides, and, that motivates you to try to, to get better. You never, when you got guy gets down because, you don't think that you're going anywhere, you feel yourself kind of plateauing off. You got guys that are, going through a similar situation as you are that can help you out. So it has been good. Victor Butler was a great guy, and, I'm wishing the best for him.
Is it tough to see someone get caught after going through all that work?
I mean, it always is. Just not even just a guy going through work like that, just guys, period. Like in our receiver room, there are going to be guys that, you've been beside, you've been battling with every day. At the same time, you're competing against this guy, but, at the same time, you value him as a brother. And, it's hard to see somebody go that, has been putting in all the work and stuff like that. And, it sucks, but it's the business side of football.
Seeing that y'all were in a similar spot last year, and now kind of seeing you're having such a great preseason, and then kind of seeing how it went, does it kind of make you feel maybe more, I know you already feel fortunate to be where you are, but does it kind of make you savor it a little more knowing?
It is bittersweet, to be able to come back off of the injury that I had and to come out here and once again to compete and get asked the same questions that you guys are asking me about the competition that we have in the room. It is, it's awesome. To just to even be in this this moment is truly a blessing.